good to get back and get going with practice. We're able to get a couple guys back that hadn't seen for a while. T.J. Ward was out in practice today, and Jamar Slaughter also was out and got a chance to do some teamwork. So excited about having those guys back. One of the things I was pleased with it during the game is the way our guys competed and came out and played and played hard, played fast. So one of the things I really wanted to challenge them was coming back to practice and competing and working to get better. And that's one of the things we need to do to be the kind of team that we want to be, is we're going to have to work and scrap for everything we do and everything we get. And so that competition in practice was good. I thought we had a good spirited practice. The tempo was good, and we got some things done today. And again, worked a lot of situations and really focusing on improving in some of the situational football. Take questions now.
Sean, we saw Trent back in team drills too. Is he planning to get him ready to play Thursday?
Well, he's been practicing last week. He'd been practicing as well. So, you know, he's been back. And again, you know, I'll wait till later in the week and let you guys know on that. No.
So is this part of your plan that even if he hadn't the shin injury, would he have missed that first game?
Yeah, it's part of the overall plan. We want him ready to go opening day.
Joe had a couple of interceptions in practice.
Yeah, he had a real nice break on a couple of balls and picked them off. Like I said before, Joe's approach has been outstanding. He's hungry to become the kind of player that he can and reach his potential. And so he continues to work at it and is making plays out here every day. Those things, and what I've been pleased with is the guy's ability to take things from the meeting room to the practice field and then from the practice field to the games.
Ted, we didn't really ask you about any plays that he's doing good. But Buster's screen, it seems like he's getting his hands on a lot of balls. Even if he's not picking them like Willie, it seems to be knocking a bunch down.
He has. He's really improved from the spring. He's a young guy and a guy that just works every single day. I mean, he's one of the hardest workers on the team and super competitive guy. And takes a lot of pride in what he does, and you can see it show up on the field. And he had a number of times where he got his hands on the ball out here today.
Is he more comfortable in the slot, do you think, than outside on that corner?
I've seen him make plays, and he looks good in all those areas to me.
Do you think you'll have to revisit the fullback issue as a result of the game? It looked like Open Eye got blown up on some short yardage blocks. Is that not accurate?
No. Yeah, I don't think that's accurate. I was pleased with what he did and what he brings to the table. Again, he's not your typical blow-it-up fullback, but he functions well enough. And as he learns and gets better from a technique standpoint, that'll help him. And obviously guys like that can cut and find ways to, you know, get on guys, and their athleticism helps them get on guys as opposed to just knocking guys over.
49ers are now, for a couple of years, a decent offensive line because of their blocking. How do you feel about that? Is that not in the cards at all? You seem to be versatile enough to do things like that.
It really depends on the guy, and they happen to have, you know, a guy or two that can do that. And right now we're just focused on our guys learning the base offense and base defense, and then those type of things of crossing guys over on offense or defense we can get to, you know, a little further down the road.
Coach, can you talk about Travis Benjamin? Now, obviously, a punt return, but the first couple of games, you're probably going to have to rely on him a lot at receiver, too. We have to find a balance between, you know, having him out there as a receiver and returning punts, or how will you try to handle
him? We will. We'll use him as a receiver, and whether Josh is there or not, we'll use him as a receiver during the course of the season. You know, he's a guy with a really unique skill set and the speed that he has, so it's definitely somebody that we want to, you know, take advantage of and find a role for. And he will be more important in those first couple games.
Is he running routes a lot better and things like that than maybe what you had seen on film from him last year?
He is. He's gotten a lot better. He's, he's using his speed better in his routes. And, you know, as opposed to last year where he was just a guy that ran deep, this year he's, or at least up to this point, he's been showing the ability to be able to run the shorter things as well and get in and out of breaks real well.
Maybe I missed something the other night, but Morrowood, did he get hurt the other night in the game?
He did. He had a slight hamstring. It was tight after, I think yesterday he reported it, or late after the game. So we held him. It should be a day-to-day thing.
He's a guy that every year seems to get, when he gets on the field, he gets hurt. So you look at him as a fragile player, a guy that needs to step up in that area?
You know, I don't. He's put weight on. He's stronger. He's really worked on his flexibility and those things. I'm expecting him back in the next couple of days, so I don't see it as a problem.
Chad, one of the concerns about Mingo was would it be just a one-trick pony, just an edge rusher? It looked like he had a bunch of inside moves in the game. How do you think he's developing that counter move?
I think he's doing a good job. You know, he did some of that in college. He wasn't just strictly a speed rusher. Obviously, the guys that have that kind of athleticism coming off the edge present problems for tackles. And so his continued developing a repertoire of moves, and at least from a starting point, knowing that he can speed rush and threaten that edge that way, will be key for him. And, again, he's, as you guys know and have been around him, he's made of the right stuff, and he's really, really working on his trade.
Is there concentration on that with whoever the coach is?
Yep.
In that regard, is that one of the things they're concentrating?
Yeah, Brian's done a great job with that whole group of outside linebackers, and particularly you're looking at a number of them were defensive ends and converting to outside linebackers. So some of the things, just the basics of dropping into coverage, and as well as rushing, maybe standing up in a two-point where they hadn't done as much of that. I think Brian's done a great job in those guys making transitions, as well as developing, guys that like a Paul Kruger, who continually gets better as well.
Was there any doubt that there was a sack on that goal line competition there?
Depends on who you talk to. Brandon came right over and he said there was no way, but we'll see. We'll check it out on film.
So who's eating peanut butter tonight? I think what was the challenge out there?
The offense ended up with the peanut butter tonight.
They all get peanut butter?
What's that? Yeah, the group. It was just a competition, the offense and defense.
Okay.
Yeah. On that one play. Okay.
Yeah, but the referees called it a touchdown.
Yeah.
Did not give it to them?
No, I called it a sack.
Oh, okay. I missed that part.
So, well, I put myself out there on that one. We'll have to check the film. There's no review out here, so we'll check the film later. Yeah, I really don't. I've been around some smaller guys as receivers and that have done the dual role thing. We'll keep those guys fresh enough that I don't expect any issues from that standpoint.
You've been impressed with his hands? It seemed like he hasn't had a whole lot of drops throughout the spring and even in the camp.
He really has caught the ball well.
Do you track receptions on practices throughout?
Guys' catches?
Yeah.
We do.
Whedon said at one point he thought that Benjamin had the most throughout the spring, and I was wondering if that was accurate.
Yeah, it ties into the number of reps. I haven't checked it lately, the totals, because those totals get pretty high, but he's up there. He's one of the top guys.
Do you like the chemistry that he's shown with Brandon?
Yeah, I think that you watch and again, I made the point with Greg Little and Whedon working out here after practice. I've noticed more and more guys, start to do that and work, and that's ultimately what we want to create here, and the type of culture that we want to create is in this pursuit to be the best. And I'm pleased with that, and I think that chemistry is developing because of some of the extra work that guys are doing.